forecast on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. Just a few scattered showers or thunderstorms across the southern plains for a while. Today, a low-pressure system will be over southwestern Texas. We have a lot of warm and humid air available in our eastern and central counties, so we might get a few showers or thunderstorms developing. Storms will be isolated to scattered, and not all areas will get rain. They shouldn't amount to a whole lot. Again, a slight chance of severe storms across the panhandle this afternoon. Storms aren't too likely, but we'll have to keep an eye on that area. A low-pressure boundary will be over the southeastern states, and storms that develop elsewhere won't get to severe levels. A cold front will drop into the panhandle late Thursday night and early Friday. That may kick up a couple of thunderstorms, mostly for the western counties. A bigger low-pressure system and trough is set to develop by the weekend, hopefully bringing a decent chance of rain and thunderstorms for Saturday afternoon and into Sunday. For the panhandle, isolated thunderstorms later on today. Sunny and our highs in the low 100s. Wind will be gusty. In the western counties, we're in the mid-90s. Gusty wind and sunny. Partly cloudy tomorrow morning, sunny in the afternoon and upper 90s. Low 90s and pretty humid across our northern counties today. Sunshine. Hot and humid tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid 90s. In the eastern counties, a mix of sunshine and clouds. Pretty humid today. We'll hit the low 90s. Low 90s again on Thursday, sunny with a few clouds. A shower possible in the central counties and maybe a thunderstorm. Low 90s. Sunny, hot, and humid on Thursday. We'll hit the low 90s again. In the southern counties, a few clouds, mid 90s. And for the upper Gulf Coast, sunny and humid, slight chance of shower or thunderstorm, and about 90. Sunny on Thursday, we'll stay in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton with your Texas Farm and Ranch forecast on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
Capital Farm Credit and Mule Shoe salutes all of our dairy farmers during the month of June. Call the Mule Shoe Capital Farm Center office, 272-3010. That's 272-3010.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Around here, Rogers & Sons Custom Cattle Feeders is recognized as a trusted name in the industry. Just a short drive from Dimmitt, Texas, Rogers & Sons is locally owned and committed to quality and customer satisfaction. They offer both grass and wheat pastures, and cattle procurement is available. Call Rogers & Sons today at 806-647-3448. The reliable choice for all your cattle feeding needs is Rogers & Sons Custom Cattle Feeders, 10 miles southwest of Dimmitt on FM 1050. It's time for the KDHN Cattle Market Update from Allendale Commodities with Kyle Bumstead, Branch Office Manager in Erickson, Nebraska.
Well, good morning, everyone. The cattle complex couldn't make up its mind here on Tuesday. Both live and feeder cattle futures spent the day flip-flopping between positive and negative, about a $6 range in feeders and $4 to $5 range in live cattle, visiting both ends of that range multiple times before closing $2 to $3 higher. Better than a lower close, the market did push to new highs and went off above the top side of value. What I want to see before I feel any real confidence in this market, sustained trade and closes above the 100-day moving averages in both live and feeder cattle. In some of the feeder cattle contracts, the 100-day moving average was solid support through the end of May, and it has since flipped to resistance here, and that's the meaningful change. We need to get back above it and stay there. On the screwworm front, Canada announced Tuesday that they're closing the border to livestock out of Texas. That's potentially the first step towards full northern border closure. The unknowns keep stacking up. Peak rodeo season, summer travel, horse hauling across the country, preventing things from spreading throughout the U.S., maybe a futile effort. The cattle industry has plenty of legitimate issues to work through. It doesn't need extra help from the headline traders making this a mess in someone else's sandbox. Kashka cattle trade has been quiet to start the week and is likely going to stay that way here through midweek. Reports of 403 dress bids being passed and 260 being asked down south, but little to no trade has been confirmed. What did get reported Tuesday is Iowa showed 32 head at 256 and 35 head at 403 dressed, plus 203 head at 260 delivered from Monday. Nebraska had 1,408 head at 405.15 dressed from Monday as well. The National Negotiated Purchase report here through Tuesday afternoon shows 2,350 head of negotiated cash, 1,173 head of negotiated grid base for the week, compared to 844 and 1,423 at this point last week. I continue to expect most of this week's trade to develop Thursday, somewhere in that 256 to 258 range. Tuesday's slaughter estimate was 109,000 head, and that compares to 110,000 head same day last week. Week to date stands at 211,000 head versus 214,000 head last week, essentially on pace. The full week is tracking towards 530,000 head, in line with the industry estimates of 525 to 535,000. The cutout did something interesting Tuesday. It reversed direction during the session here. Choice is down 34 cents at midday, but finished the day up 70 cents at 392.90. Select went the other way, up 41 cents at midday, finishing down $1.16 at 376.93. Compared to last Tuesday, Choice is $1.17 lower and Select is $7.88 lower. Volume is 128 loads versus 96 loads last week, and the volume is there, but the prices are not building. The grilling season just has not started with a bang. Box beef inventories are not cleaning up in the primary market here. The secondary market still has a backlog, both fresh and frozen. That prevents buyers from finding value in the primary market. Ground beef in particular appears to be seeing slower consumer purchases. One thought is this is America's 250th birthday year. Maybe the consumer is saving up for the major 4th of July celebration rather than spending ahead of time. That'd be the optimistic read. Either way, the math is simple. Father's Day weekend clearance needs to be excellent, and the 4th of July clearance needs to be best on record. If it isn't, July could get ugly for the cutout. Here's what matters the most on the chart here today here for Wednesday. Tuesday morning, the August live cattle contract took out Monday's low in the 100-day moving average and reversed higher. That was the third day test of the support at 235 and the second reversal to the upside from that level. Triple testing a support level and reversing higher each time is a meaningful technical signal. The market is telling you the sellers can't hold it below 235. Whether that holds is still to be determined, but the three rejections at the same level is not something to ignore. I'd still like to see a sustained close above the 100-day before calling this thing cleared, but the action at 235 is constructive. Last week's carcass weights from the comprehensive report dropped 7 pounds from the previous week at 948 pounds. Weights are 41 pounds above the same week last year and 60 pounds above 2024. The seasonal low in weights typically hits sometime in June before the fall climb begins, so we may be getting close to that bottom now. One note of caution on the fall outlook. I've mentioned expecting weights to advance this fall similarly to last fall. Adding 30 to 40 pounds to last year's peak would put the average at or above 1,000 pounds, and that's probably a stretch. The seasonal move higher is likely, but that ceiling may be lower than last year. On the grading front, since the first of the year, the comprehensive weekly average for choice and higher has been 88.7%, around 2.4% above the three-state grading average of 86.3%. The difference reflects the beef on dairy cross cattle pulling the three-state number higher relative to historical norms. The notable live and feeder cattle options trade here reported on Tuesday, we did see a big, I mean a big amount of December 240 puts sold and October puts sold here towards the close. Someone stepped in and sold over 1,000 October 240 strike puts at 1250 on up to 1275, and then someone also sold 1,000 December 240 puts here between 1445 and 1480. That all happened within the last 10 minutes of trade. Notice in the feeder cattle, they sold a lot of the November 380 calls. They also sold the August 350, 360 call spreads, and they also sold a little over 100 October 380 calls at 387.5. So something to kind of keep an eye on there is that area there in December there in October at that 240 strike. Bottom line is heading into the rest of the week. The green close of Tuesday was a step in the right direction, but this market needs sustained closes above the 100-day moving averages to build real confidence. That 235 support in August has held three times, which matters. Watch for cash trade to develop here in that 256 to 258 range here today and tomorrow, and watch Father's Day weekend clearance closely. That's the real next test here for the beef complex. So starting out here, that 240 should be a good line here in the sand to watch here for Wednesday on the charts. That's your cattle market update for Tuesday, June 10th. I'm Kyle Bumstead. If you'd like to talk strategy on the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk to markets in general, please give us a call here at the office at 308-708-7340. We'll talk with you all on Thursday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.
Heart of the Plains Pump and Heart is this hour's Farm Studio sponsor. See Arthur for your center pivot needs for parts, sales, or service. See Heart of the Plains Pump in Heart. Local people here to